Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled The Snowy Layover. Jenna sighed as she glanced at the departure board, the bright red letters flashing delayed next to her flight number. It was Christmas Eve, and she was stuck at Denver International Airport, desperate to make it home to Boston in time for Christmas dinner with her family. She pulled her scarf tighter around her neck and sank into one of the cold metal chairs, pulling out her phone to check the weather. A blizzard was sweeping through the Midwest, grounding flights and turning highways into ice rinks. The terminal buzzed with the frustration and worry of hundreds of fellow travelers. Next to her, a young boy was anxiously clutching a stuffed penguin, his mother trying to soothe him with promises of Santa's impending visit. Jenna smiled at him, her heart aching with the pain of homesickness. "Hey there," she said, leaning over. "Did you know there's a secret way to make Santa come faster?" The boy looked up, eyes wide with curiosity.
"Really?"
"Yep," Jenna replied, nodding sagely. "All you have to do is close your eyes and count backward from 10. When you open your eyes, you'll be one step closer to Christmas." The boy grinned and closed his eyes, counting softly. His mother mouthed a silent thank you. As Jenna settled back into her seat, she noticed an elderly couple sitting across the aisle. They were engaged in a hushed conversation, their fingers intertwined. She waved to them, and they smiled back, sharing that they had been married for over 50 years and were headed to spend the holidays with their grandchildren. Their warmth was infectious, and Jenna found herself sharing stories of her own family traditions. Nearby, a businesswoman was animatedly speaking on her phone, switching between anxious English and rapid Spanish. Jenna offered her a sympathetic smile when their eyes met, and the woman took a moment to share her story. She was flying out to see her sister's newborn baby for the first time, and Jenna could see the mix of excitement and frustration in her eyes. A group of college students were sprawled on the floor, playing cards and laughing. They invited Jenna to join them, and she spent the next hour learning a new card game, her spirits lifting with every shared joke and story. The students were headed home too, eager to escape the rigors of finals and bask in the comfort of home-cooked meals. Despite the chaos, a sense of camaraderie grew. Strangers shared smiles and stories, helping each other with bags, offering spare phone chargers, and singing carols. A group of teenagers started a snowball fight outside, scooping up the snow that had piled up by the terminal doors. Hours passed, and just as Jenna began to lose hope, an announcement came over the intercom. Her flight, along with several others, had been cleared for takeoff. Cheers erupted around her, and she found herself swept up in the joyful rush of people. As she settled into her seat on the plane, Jenna felt the reassuring hum of the engines beneath her and closed her eyes, picturing her family's faces when she walked through the door. She knew somehow, somewhere, Santa was on his way, and so was she. When the plane finally touched down in Boston, Jenna stepped out into the cold, clear night, breathing in the familiar scent of fir trees and chimney smoke. She was home, just in time for Christmas. As she hailed a cab, she couldn't help but smile at the memory of the little boy and his penguin. In the chaos of a snowy layover, she had found a bit of Christmas magic. And maybe, just maybe, that was the true spirit of the holidays. Being together wherever you are. This has been a bedtime story. Good night, and happy Christmas Eve.